Looks like we are now joined by head coach Missy Doherty from the Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State is ranked number 6 in the Lacrosse Magazine preseason poll, and we're selected 2nd in the preseason Big Ten coaches poll. Coach Doherty, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well. Can you start us out with an opening statement, and then we'll go to questions for you?
Sure. You know, we're really excited about this year. You know, our program has been on, you know, a steady incline for the past couple years, and you know, I think that the players are really ready to, you know, continue to compete with the toughest opponents in the country. And thankfully, the Big Ten really provides us the best teams in the country to play.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions from the media, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Sandra Andrichik with BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. You kind of talked about how your program's been on a steady incline for the past couple years, and last season you guys were the inaugural Big Ten tournament champions. How do you guys plan to build off that this season, and what would you say your team has improved upon the most heading into the new year?
You know, I think that, you know, our opponents provide us the opportunity to test how good we are. And, you know, I think we're coming into this season with a pretty solid team. You know, our whole defense is back, and, you know, we've found some new ways to score some points after graduating some pretty good point scorers. So, you know, we're excited about the strengths coming into the season. And, you know, I think as time will tell how we can compete against the top teams in the country, but you know, every day we're getting a little bit better, and I think from our experience last year, you know, we know we can compete with the best. So I think that having, you know, last year's success certainly gives us the confidence to know we can compete against anybody.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Megan Schneider with Lacrosse Magazine.
Hi, Missy. I just had one quick question. Just obviously, their fall, you say you lost a lot of your key scorers, but then you beat Team USA in the fall. So you're definitely doing well this fall and hopefully this season as well, but you haven't made it back to the Final Four since 99. So what do you think your team needs to do to get back to that Final Four?
You know, I just think we need to keep progressing. You know, getting to the Final Four is not easy, you know, especially with all the teams out there now and what a high level everyone's competing at. But, you know, we only can control what we're doing, and I think we're really building, you know, both ends of the field, offensively and defensively, into, you know, some great opportunities there to really compete against the best team in the country. You know, we have to just continue to do that on a consistent level. And I think over the past couple of years, we've been able to be successful fairly consistently. So we want to continue that going into this season.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach Sarah from BigTen.org asked this question, but just to follow up, winning the inaugural Big Ten tournament, did that provide any momentum for your team heading into the fall season and then into 2016? Is that something that you can build upon, or are you just strictly focused on the upcoming season?
Well, you know, I think last year's success really did help our team. You know, I think, you know, you always talk about the process and how, you know, we certainly here are committed to that, the day-to-day work. But, you know, having your program achieve something that was, pretty great accomplishment definitely gives your program a boost and a boost to, you know, sort of solidify you as one of those national contenders on a yearly basis. So, you know, I don't think it adds to, you know, we got to do it all over again. We have to put the work in, but it certainly helped give our program, you know, the boost maybe we needed to really prove to ourselves and to other people that, you know, we're getting to be in the, you know, top 5 national powerhouse teams.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And we do have a follow-up question from the line of Megan Schneider with Lacrosse Magazine.
Hi, Missy. Just in terms of you see a boost of your program since winning the inaugural Big Ten tournament, but in terms of the Big Ten network, how would you say that that has helped you, your program as well, see an additional boost?
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten network is awesome. You know, last year we had 4 games televised. You know, and just to have our alums from across the country, you know, email, call in that they saw us play last night, and, you know, for a lot of the young players out there to be able to turn on their televisions and see the sport that they love to play on TV is just an amazing thing. You know, I think obviously the airwaves have been dominated by so many sports, but to finally be able to tune in and, you know, go from playing your club lacrosse game or high school or grade school lacrosse game and come home and be able to watch it at the next level, I think it's great for not only Penn State, but the growth of the game as well.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Looks like we're all set.
Okay, thanks so much.